This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Fun show today. It continues right now. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. We are live in downtown Vegas. Circa Resort Casino is the spot coming up in the bottom of the hour at that time. We'll get into tonight's hoops card with some numbers and some angles on it. Best bets at the end of the hour right now. Professional sports bettor Paul Bovey joins us in studio. Good to see you, my man. How are you?
Oh, it's good to see you, man. It's been a good run. The Seattle Seahawks have helped me out quite a bit. I was on your show about a little over a month ago. I was down significantly, but it's been a great comeback, man. I made that up and then some, so... here we are.
Good to hear.
All right, Paul.
Do you like? We'll get into your props that you have, and you have a ton. Do you like the initially when the games were done on Sunday? Were you like, man, I like Seattle quite a bit in this spot? Again, you're going to keep riding them, or you think it's going to be a good game?
No, I'm not rushing out to lay 4.5 points or 5 points here. I understand a lot of people are gushing over this defense. I'm not, because they've seen some flaws along the way. You go back to that Tampa Bay game. Baker Mayfield, a near-perfect rating. And then you look at those three Ram games.
Oh, Paul.
No, wait a second. Oh. Let me finish. So you got three games. Now, which is the throwaway game? Which is the aberration? I say it's the one where Stafford did for 130 yards, because in the other two, 84 attempts and 831 yards. That's 10 yards per attempt.
I agree with
NFL.
That. The Seahawks have a Rams problem.
Yeah.
A big-time Rams problem.
Well, they had a Baker problem, though.
I mean, they had a Baker problem.
He said that changed our whole season. We needed that game when they lost 38-35. And he's right. It changed everything
okay.
for
them. Okay. So let's go down the schedule.
Okay.
Very impressive win against Carolina. I'll single that one out. Uh-huh. They held Bryce Young to 54 yards through the air.
Mm-hmm.
They played the Vikings, Max Brosner, 26-0. They caught Phillip Rivers first game back, barely held on. It was Phillip throwing 4 yards in a cloud of dust. I think they had a few breaks along the way.
Well, they did.
But I could see this team being a little bit vulnerable. The schedule shows it. So can the Patriots muster up some magic here and win the game? Perhaps. Probably not. But I'm not willing to lay points to find out.
Okay. So they've won 9 in a row, allowed 132 points, 64 against the Rams, 68 in the other 7 games. They have a Ram problem, no doubt. So New England played an easy schedule. It's been well documented. Do you love their defense, or are you going to do the same thing with who they've gone against?
Well, I'm going to throw a little shade at a previous guest.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He was on about a half an hour ago. First of all, Milton Williams is important to the run defense. But Milton Williams is a defensive end. He has 29 tackles. He protects the edge. He stops the run, guards the edge, but he also rushes the passer because he's got 3.5 sacks. The guy that is instrumental in stopping the run is Robert Spillane. Spillane, I believe, has a high ankle sprain. Now, I'm sure Dr. Chow will tell you all about this. There's a big difference between a low ankle sprain and a high ankle sprain. You do not recover from a high ankle sprain in 2 weeks. He didn't look good when he came off the field. I'll tell you something about Spillane. When he was out in the month of December, they faced three teams. The Jets, the Ravens being two of them, and the Bills. James Cook, Derrick Henry, and Breece Hall, 54 carries for 346 yards on the ground, no breakaway runs. That's 6.4 yards per attempt. That's not good. And I will single out the playoffs as the Patriots having gotten a big break. Why? Denver doesn't run the ball. Harvey hasn't been able to run. He was 3 yards per carry after he replaced Dobbins. Then you go back to the previous game. They lost their left tackle, the Texans did. Titus Young went out in the first quarter, and Dalton Schultz went out early also. Three key pieces instrumental in their run scheme. The previous game, which he mentioned, Vidal, 11 rushes, 31 yards. Chargers couldn't run the football after they lost their offensive lineman, and Hampton came in for one game, one carry, and went out of the game. In fact, Bidal only went over 4 yards per carry in that Raider game. Everything else was 2.6, 2.8, 3.1. So how good is this Patriots run defense? It's going to revolve around Spillane. If Spillane is out, I'm telling you, Walker will probably go over his rushing prop.
Wow, okay, great breakdown. And hence, that is why you are on Kenneth Walker to win the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Well, it's value, okay? I got it before the championship games, and I got it at 14-1. But I still think here, if you feel Spillane is going to be out, 8.5-1, 850? That's insane.
And they will throw to him as well.
Because you got volume there. He had 23 touches in the championship game, 62 snaps. That's what you need. You need touches. You need yardage. So it's a good shot that if Spillane is out, he gets the yards on the ground. He gets the yards through the air.
So how about this? Something to monitor in the next 10 days with the status of Spillane if you want to wait and attack the Walker props, right? Because 74.5 is still out there. Maybe it comes down a little bit, but if he's out, that's when you want to attack him.
So I saw on one of the apps, he opened up at 82.5. I said, this is way too high. He has come down, but I'm getting interested. I may nibble here, okay?
Okay.
Just because. And you could always get out of it. I mean, if you get a good number, that's what this is about.
Of course.
Value, you get the good number. Maybe it goes down to 71.5, and you could always get out. If the plane is declared active, then you get out.
Okay, you were the culprit. You were the guy doing the Helani damage. What's your angle for Helani?
Okay, so Helani played at Boise 2019-2022. He had 64 receptions, but in 2020, he had an MCL problem. He did not play more than a few games. He only had 7 receptions. So in the other 3 years, 57 receptions. There was only one game this year that Charbonnet did not play. Until he got injured. That was against New Orleans. In that game, Helani comes in, 10 carries, 27 yards. Darnold only threw 18 passes. 2 of them went to Helani. Completed both, 15 yards. Walker only got one target.
Now, I remember that game. Hold on, let me hop in for a second. I remember the game. That was over with in the first quarter.
Yeah, okay. So unless it's a blowout, you got to figure this guy's going to get routes. And he had virtually the same number of routes last week as Kenneth Walker. Walker is now lined between 21.5 to 25.5 in terms of receiving yards. And you got Helani. I picked him up this morning, 9.5 at the Westgate, played him again at 10.5, 1.5 on the receptions, minus $1.20. I played it again at $1.40. I wasn't throw with the $1.40, but I think you have to do a look back here. He had 3 last week. He had 2 in that New Orleans game. So what does that say? He should get at least 2.
Okay, very good. You're attacking the second stringer there or the backup running back for the Seahawks. Are you doing the same thing with the Patriots?
Yes, I am. Okay. So Henderson, 15-5 in these games, getting at least 1 reception. Okay, I laid $1.60 on over a half.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So when you look at the games he did not get the 1 reception, you go back last week against the Broncos, but all the overs blew up in that game, as we know. But the other games, 38-10 win over Miami, 48-10 win over the Jets, and a 19 and an 18-point win earlier in the season. They were complete blowouts, one of those against Tennessee. Complete blowouts. So, you feel it's going to be a blowout? That the Patriots are going to blow out Seattle? No, I don't think so. So, minus a half or a half a reception, minus $1.60, I'm there.
Yeah, his yards keep coming down, by the way. Evidently, There's a sports book right now that has a half a yard as its prop, minus 110.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be the same as a half a reception?
Yeah, I guess, but he could also...
Yeah, but 1 yard, 2 yard catch?
Could he catch one behind the line of scrimmage? Tackled for... Well, that would be a... Is it a pass in? Is it a lateral? How do they consider that? Could he catch one pass for -1 yards?
Anything... Look what happened with Harvey last week. 3 yards. Anything can happen in these games, so yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, you also like... I'll give you another one. You have plenty of other guys to get into, but Austin Hooper was worth a bet, in your opinion?
Look, Austin Hooper... he got into the game last week. They were interchanging him and Hunter Henry. Austin Hooper's averaged 15 yards per game this year, right? He's lined at, I believe, 9.5. It just makes sense. The one thing that I was able to determine about Seattle, in addition to the running back weakness, there were 7 instances this year where the tight ends were the leading receiver against the Seattle Seahawks. Gunnar Helm, name one. Last game, Jake Tongas, 5 of 59. Dalton Schultz, I think he had 9 and 98. P.J. Hockenson, McBride went for 127. I went to Austin Hooper, okay, and... I know you like him. I went to Hunter Henry. I went back to the well, which I oftentimes don't like to do. Nobody owes you anything, and I went down in flames with Henry last week. I had to do it.
I'll explain. Okay, I'll have you explain why you had to do that one more time. And also, what would you do if you ran a book, or what would you like to see? We'll continue with professional sports bettor Paul Bovee coming up next.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
Is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We continue with professional sports bettor Paul Bovee. He's on X if you want to give him a follow there. Very active. I know you love being on there. At Paul Bovee, B-O-V-I with the last name. My dad's really good friend that he worked with in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, his last name was Bovee. Do you have any relatives back there?
Not in Wisconsin.
Not Wisconsin? Okay. No. You're running on your props in the first segment. We ended it by saying you're going to go back to the well with Hunter Henry one more time. You got over 38.5 with him?
Yeah, I got over 38.5. And look, last two games weren't good, but the Denver game the last week is a throwaway due to the weather. It did not help that he dropped that ball because he did drop a pass. And you always worry that they're not going to go back to him. The worst Super Bowl prop ever in the history of mankind, I lose on LeGarrette Blount carries when Belichick pulls him out of the game after a fumble, and I was three-quarters the way there in the first quarter. Never put him back in until the fourth quarter. So you worry about that. But, this guy's averaged 45 yards a game. And as I mentioned about the tight ends with Seattle, look, they give ground. They play a zone defense. They allow a lot of underneath stuff, but somehow the tight ends get involved in the mix, and I think that'll be the case here, and I'm not throwing in the towel on Hunter Henry. He doesn't owe me a dime, but I think he's going to, at least get 38 to 50 yards somewhere in there and cash a ticket.
What'd you think of the under on Hollins? 29 and
a half down. I just didn't look at it. I heard the mention and I hadn't looked at him, frankly, yet, but that's quite a move.
Do you look at any of the other like index props? Do you look at some of the derivatives that we have? Do you look at the cross-sport props that are available at all?
I do, but it's not kind of at the forefront. It's not in the immediate, in the now Eventually, I'll get to it and I'll play around with it. But I'm just looking to pick off the low-hanging fruit. And you find the low-hanging fruit there, but you got to do a little bit more work, and you kind of need two things to happen. And I want to work on one thing.
Fair enough. What have you noticed in the last couple of days of looking at books in Las Vegas, their offerings compared to offshore and maybe beyond, like other states, and what they're offering as well?
As I told you on the break, I go way back with these props. So I could see where there's been a lot of improvements, and there has been, because numbers come up on Sunday night. Now, previous to this, you had to wait for the Westgate to put this out on Thursday. It was a big thing because there were no player props. Now the player props I saw, as I mentioned before, I saw the running back, Kenneth Walker. He was at 82.5 right after the game. So I'm impressed with Vegas right now. And the only thing I would say, I'm a laptop guy, and I really would appreciate being able to log on to my laptop and do work as opposed to this phone, which at times is inconvenient. So I could see some improvements, but I could also see major strides having been made over the last, 25, 28 years since I've been playing props here in Vegas.
Sure. It's my understanding that the laptop offerings are almost in every other state, in a lot of them anyway, where you can just fire up whatever book you're on. They all have websites, and there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy.
Yeah, well, the MGM has it now.
Yeah, they do. They've had it for a while.
But,
credit to them.
Yeah, so we'll wait, and I'm sure it'll get there, you know.
So is there anything else that you would do that you would offer customers if you were in charge of a book?
No, I really can't.
Okay, nothing comes to mind?
I can't throw any shade. I mean, the limits have become more liberal.
Really? You have no complaint there? You're all positive?
The only negative would be that sometimes you have to go to the window. Like last year, I had the receiver, I forgot his name, but I had him most yards, and I went to play it on the app, and I got, I think, 500, and he ended up cashing. You know the guy. I forgot his name, but he ended up on the losing team well over 100 yards, and I said to Benson, hey, how come you only gave me a nickel? Well, if you come to the counter, we give you more. Okay, so that would be my only gripe.
Was it Xavier Worthy?
Yes, it was Xavier Worthy.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're also a big NBA guy. You've had Knicks season tickets going back to, what, the 80s?
Since 88.
Okay. So all this news about Giannis now going to be getting dealt the way it looks, maybe by next Thursday in the deadline, potentially the offseason, who knows. As a Knicks guy, do you want to see it happen?
Well, look, he's 31 years old. Mm-hmm. He's still in his prime. I would love to see a championship. Would I be willing to trade away the store? No. Okay, but I think Leon Rose is at the point where he may mortgage the Knicks' future to do so, or have a chance to do so, because I don't think this team is getting over the hump right now. A couple years ago, they traded for Towns. They gave away DiVincenzo. That was wildly unpopular with the fans. I hated to see DiVincenzo go. He's a great defender, a lot of energy, and I don't want to see Anunoby kicked to the curb here either. Okay, he is a really integral, important part of the team. There was a lot of people saying, well, this trade isn't going to work out. Barrett, Anunoby, it has worked out, and it's worked out, fortunately, for both sides. So I'm a big OG fan, and I just want to see the trade, but I want to see the right trade.
So this was brought up on Brian Windhorst's podcast, and it made some sense to me about why the Knicks and the Bucks could actually make a deal, and it would make sense on the Bucks' end. I've been anti this the entire time, but he said that if the Bucks traded Giannis to New York and they got Karl Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby in return as like the building blocks, right, and picks, whatever else, the Bucks would then be able to trade OG Anunoby to a contender, because that would be like you'd get a gold mine back, because he is the perfect guy as like the last piece to a potential championship-winning team. And I'm like, eh, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, I love the guy. He's got the right demeanor, very grounded, great defender, and he's there when you need him in terms of scoring. Now, he had a nice game the other night. He snapped back from a pretty poor one against the Kings where he had 7 turnovers and no assists. But he's the right guy, and I'd like to see them keep him. Of course, I want to see a championship. I mean, you know, before I die, I'd like to see the Knicks win one. I mean, yeah. I actually went to a game, a championship game in 73.
You know? Did?
I did.
Okay. How about that?
I lined up for tickets at a place called Kings Plaza in New York. Guys are from New York, and I'd line up at Ticketmaster, get these tickets. I'm a kid. And I'd be out in front of the Garden selling them, and then I'd buy a single seat, hope that it wasn't a fake or a counterfeit, and go in and watch the game. And that's exactly what I did.
And you had one that was a good one, huh?
I had one that was a good one.
Yeah. Dolan would like to see the same thing. And it's interesting with the timing when Dolan said, we can win a championship, we have the pieces.
Right.
But so I don't know what he's going to tell Rose to do, even though you have the superstar that could be available, and the fact that you go to the conference finals and fire your coach. So now, and they're all over Cat. Yes, they're booing him off the floor.
I know, I know. That's they turn on. Look what they did to Randall. But
yes,
look, I'm going to give Dolan some credit here because he's learned to stand back and just let and defer. And that's what he needed to do with Leon Rose because Leon is a genius. But I know somebody that knows him well. He doesn't want to be here for the. He's not in here for another 10 years.
Do it now.
Yeah, do it now or not.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
You're also in incredible shape, and you love to climb stairs at hotels, which is like a great way to. Why do you do that rather than go to the step or at the gym?
I go to the gym, but I used to be a runner, and unfortunately, between knees and hips, and my back. Everything has broken down. I had a hip replacement in July, kind of set me back on the NFL season, the college football season initially, because I wasn't really dialed in. I was trying to recover. And stairs are low impact, but it's a great cardio exercise. I did the CN Tower about 4 months ago, which is 144 flights in 17 and a half minutes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That sounds amazing, man. Good job out of you.
Yeah. So I recommend stair climbing to anybody that would like to lessen the load on their joints, which is what I have had to do. This is not by choice. It's by necessity. And it's worked out.
Great tip. You should go to Netflix and watch the guy climb the building over in.
Yeah.
Paulie couldn't take it.
You know, I watched it on YouTube for like 5 minutes yesterday, and I was getting a pit in my stomach just from watching.
No kidding.
Thanks for coming in, Paul. We appreciate
it's crazy.
That.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
There you go. Paul Bowlby, professional sports bettor. NBA card coming up next. I don't understand why this team is favored, and I'll give you another team that is 3-16 straight up in the spot going back to 2024.
Follow the money on
VSiN. So, Paulie, about those Bucks without Giannis Antetokounmpo, for tonight anyway, he's still injured. I doubt he plays in a Bucks uniform ever again.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the road at the Wizards. Alex Sarr is in the game. He was questionable up until 10 minutes ago. He's been awesome lately. Bucks have lost 3 straight, 6 of 7. The Wiz have covered 4 of 5. They just beat Portland. Nice win. Portland's a solid team. Why is Milwaukee up to 2.5 at DK and other books right now?
Well, the comeback is you're playing a bad team. But certainly, as we've run down all week, how bad this team is without Freak. And the record and the on-off splits as well. But maybe there's a bump with we keep hearing about how lousy we are. And the superstar is going to be dealt. I'll show you against a bad team. I don't know. But that was certainly a... Washington off the nice win, as you mentioned. I can't see Milwaukee.
I mean,
being a play here.
This actually could be like Wizards alt numbers, because if you're going to bet them,
get what they want offensively, too. I mean, Philly did whatever they wanted the other
night. Oh, my God, it was not even close. Like, Washington might win this game by, let's say, 10 or a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, as a dog right now, anyway, they're plus 110 in the money line. Like, laying 6.5, 7.5 would be a pretty damn nice number. So you mentioned the Sixers. They get the Kings tonight. Philadelphia is sitting there as 11-point favorites. Did you notice, by the way, the numbers on Embiid lately?
Incredible.
28 points per game in 12 January games. His prop tonight is either 28.5 or 29.5. He has scored 29-plus in five straight games. But here's the rub, as I was talking about before the break. Philadelphia is 3-16 straight up, 4-15 ATS, playing their third game in 4 days since November of 2024. How about that?
Have you looked at Sacramento's scores lately?
All unders?
They're giving up a ton of points.
Okay. Their team total under, I think, has been cashing.
Yes, right. But they've also been in some crazy games as well. So they'll probably make a move at the deadline and do something silly as well. So I would think Philly can get whatever they want offensively. And I go back and forth on this, and now we're seeing Suns money. So the Suns are at home, number one team in the league ATS. Detroit plays Golden State tomorrow. And you would think that's a big boy, too, and how they'll treat this the next couple nights. But Phoenix is only averaging 100 a game without Booker.
Oh, it's not. It has not been pretty.
And you're going against the number two defense in the league. Great defensive team in Detroit. So down to 214.5. I don't know if I want the 3.5 or the under. Maybe I could just go both here, too. But I'm a little concerned with the back-to-back and Golden State on deck, how they're going to treat this. But I would think Detroit's able to win this game, and we'll see if they can lock down, because it's a big difference. You're talking 15-point-per-game difference with Booker on the floor as opposed to Booker out with the Suns.
By the way, there's this note, too, VSiN.com. Always check out the NBA Player Prop Analyzer.
Oh, yeah.
Dylan Brooks is 31-10 on the year, under 2.5 assists. It's 2.5, bumped up to that number now because there is no Booker, but still 31-10 on the year. Good story here with the Suns. I don't know who wins this division. Somebody told me yesterday it's going to be the Clippers, isn't it?
No, that would be something.
How about that?
They're making a move. That's
and,
right.
And the number on the Clippers not that long ago was at least 60-1.
So the, 6-7. I know. Do you have time, though? Were you too far back?
Right.
6 games back, you have to jump 2 teams. And then what could happen at the deadline? What do you want to do with our guy, Marshall?
I think he's out tonight.
Damn. The whole team have the flu?
A bunch of dudes were missing the other night.
Yeah, Flagg was sick. Thompson was sick.
Yeah.
Yep.
In fact, that game was last night. So, yeah, I saw that earlier today that he's not going to be playing in the game. I will point this out. The Hornets are laying 3.5 in the game. The Hornets were both teams on a back-to-back.
And this is the team I love, too, but I'm concerned that they're too far back to make the cash your big ticket.
Charlotte.
Yeah, you're like 5-6 back of Chicago. Can you get in the play-in? You're going to make some noise if you get in. I'm with you. Then they could win that play-in. But can you overcome, 6-7 games when we're this deep into the season? That I don't know.
It does seem a little unlikely, but still big numbers that are out there. I will tell you this. This is from ESPN Insights. The Hornets going into this game tonight, think about this for a second, have a plus 149-point differential on the road this month. That is currently the second-best point margin on the road in any calendar month in NBA history. The Mavericks behind the 2010-2011 Heat. LeBron's first year in December, they had a rating of point differential of plus 151. So if the Hornets win tonight by 3 or more, they're going to have the best point differential on the road in any month in the history of the sport. That's what they're doing to these teams. And last night against Memphis,
mm-hmm,
should have been much stronger on that game.
Mm-hmm.
They're a better team than Memphis. Clearly, their team is really good on the road. They were laying a point and a half, maybe two, depending. It went up a little bit during the day. That number was way too short in that game. Now tonight, bumped up against a Mavericks team, and they're laying 3.5. Three here at Circa. The back-to-backs always throw me for a little bit of a loop, though.
Sure.
So I haven't touched it yet.
No doubt. Back up a second, too. I could see Sacramento trying to get John Morant.
I think that could
wind up happening.
They're the short shot, right, I think,
that's
to
right.
get him?
Yeah. That's wild when you look at Kelce and some of these stuff about where all these guys could wind up. Huh. Some big names and what could happen, too, with Anthony Davis and Freak and Morant as well.
Anything else caught your contention?
I'm concerned. Yeah, I don't love the spot for the Rockets. Atlanta can beat you at home, getting 5.5 off the back-to-back. Tough game last night. San Antonio got you. I think Atlanta can win this game. I think that's too much for the Rockets to be laying. And I would expect fireworks in the Heat-Bulls game. 237.5 in this one.
I would not be surprised there.
And how about that game that the Heat played the other night? Oh, that against Orlando. But that's weird season, man. Look at the records. It's not, you don't have god-awful teams. You don't have teams that have these great records. OKC's losing some games. It's been a strange start. And also, even look what's happened to Banchero, the bad season he's had, and how Orlando has struggled.
Yeah, for sure.
So Atlanta, major disappointment. Orlando, big disappointment. Clippers were a huge disappointment. Now starting to turn it around. Knicks have been a disappointment. Pistons playing great ball. And then we get the Tatum news. Are you buying this?
Yeah, I am.
You are?
Yeah, because
after the workout in front of the media, when he come back, and now maybe it's, well, I'm going to listen to the body, and maybe I don't decide to do this.
I think that was probably about trying to test the body and see how it was talking back to him at that point. He wanted to give it a good run, and if the reaction was, okay, I don't like how that went, then I can't. And by the way, people were saying that he was rushing it back anyway, which he was.
Yeah.
It takes a long time.
Yeah, man. I know, but I could still envision a second. I come back in the second round or something. No?
Do they need him to win the East?
Yeah, yes.
Who do they need him to beat? Do they need him to beat the Pistons? I say yes to that. Do they need him to beat the Knicks?
Yes.
Is that it? The Cavs?
Are you there yet?
I'm there. Yeah,
they're starting to turn it around.
Cavs
now
can win the East. Yeah,
it was a nice performance yesterday. Let's see what Rizzo says tomorrow.
I just hope they don't win their division. We got Pistons on the division.
Who? Pistons will win the. Oh, Cavs. Yeah, right? Yeah. Yes. No, I think we should be okay there. You're not on Minnesota.
Well, here's the deal.
Revenge possible for OKC, but
boy,
you're right.
Team.
This is a typical Minnesota. Play up to the level and down to the level. We lose to bad teams. We get up for the big boys at home.
That's exactly right. And with what this team has been through going back to last weekend, and even like the Jazz loss, they're so untrustworthy, man. And there is this angle, Steve Mackinnon, vsin.com. You can get his basketball numbers every single day on the website. Oklahoma City is 60-13 straight up, 47-23-3 ATS. In every one of their one-day rest games going back to April of 2024. Now, that team was also, they won 60 games or right around that number that year. They've been phenomenal for, 3 years now. But to cover that many numbers when they're laying huge point spreads at that kind of a clip, very impressive here.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't want to lay that many points, though, with the Thunder because they've been without too many guys, and they're not covering these numbers, so I can't get involved there, I don't think.
Getting ready for Big Game 60 with a big deal to match. Save $60 off a VSiN Pro annual subscription when you sign up using promo code FTM. Become a VSiN Pro annual subscriber and bet smarter all year long. Best bets, every host, every guest. Betting splits, DK and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video, and the betting guides and picks for the Super Bowl and the upcoming Madness. VSiN.com/subscribe. Code FTM. Save $60 off the annual subscription today. Great numbers every day from Mackinnon. You got the tennis going on. Cohen's all over that as well. Nigel with the soccer plays. VSiN contributors. VSiN.com/subscribe. Code FTM.
Headline on ESPN says, the Warriors want Giannis, but does Giannis want the Warriors? Is that a team that he would go to and we would expect another championship from? And why?
It'd be a tough out.
But who do they give up? And people are kicking around, well, you could throw Draymond Green into the mix. Does that do anything for anybody?
No. As Windhorse has said repeatedly, and he's right, you have to get all these picks this year. This draft is loaded.
Yeah.
You got to focus on this year. Get your pick. Add more picks here. Yes.
You must. In-pocket plays coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
An algorithm. algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
All right. Hate when that happens. The game goes over. The first period goes over, but we don't get the goal in the first 10. So the 9 in a row for the Rangers comes to an end as they lose 5-2 against the Islanders. They're back at it tonight in a home-and-home. So that one was tough. Columbus goes over. And Ottawa, Colorado goes over after a scoreless first period, was it?
Oh, I have more on that coming
up. 5-2 final? Unbelievable, right? Okay, May rushing yards over. Henderson over receiving yards. I'm with Chart. You can ladder that. 3 catches is 6-1. You can look at 10 yards, 20 yards as well. $1.60 what Bovee bet to have a reception. Walker, 5 yards rushing each quarter. And 25 yards rushing each half, $1.20 at William Hill and Caesars. Westgate, both quarterbacks to complete their first pass. No. Even money. And a great job by everyone at the Westgate with the packets and the good crew that was down there as well. And if you missed it earlier, go back and listen to the podcast. A new one. Blocked punt, blocked field goal was added this year. There were a couple other new ones that they added. So good job by Jeff Sherman, everyone at the Westgate. You want to go down there and give them some love. Good luck, everyone.
All right, you ever have one of those nights, Paulie, where you could just tell, like, right away, things are not going to go your way, and the results were going to be pretty bad?
I couldn't believe the Colorado.
So this is...
Because Ottawa's been such an over team, too.
Last night was a brutal night. It was unacceptable. 0-5 with the bets. Lost a bunch of money. This is what happened. So all three of those hockey games are going on at the same time. I have the first period over at -150 on the Avalanche and the Senators. No score in the first period. The other two games go flying over the first period.
Mm-hmm.
Then that game absolutely broke out. Second period goes over. Third period goes over. The game goes over. So that was happening when Cam Spencer, playing for the Grizzlies, had 5 assists at halftime.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. There's a stat correction. Taking it down to 4. I'm like, that's not a good sign. They get blown out. He doesn't play much in the second half.
Has that ever gone your way?
A stat correction?
Yeah.
Probably not.
That happened to us last week with McDavid one at the end, but that's an ominous sign, concur.
Right. And then Najee Marshall, I had 20-plus on him, and Max Christie 20. Max Christie couldn't hit anything last night.
And what happened? He was stuck on 18 forever.
Marshall, he didn't play much in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Brutal.
So they made a run. But he didn't play much. I don't know what the hell. He's off today because of rest. But he's seen it on 18 points for the whole fourth quarter. Didn't play much, and that was a loser anyway. So, horrible job by me. Absolutely nasty results. That sucked. And losing month as a result. Down 11 units here with in-pocket plays. The pending is Henderson over. But as for tonight, I'm in prop prison. I'm not betting anything.
Good luck with Henderson. You got it. You'll hit a bomb for the Super Bowl. Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks. Official sponsor of tailgating. Spend $129, 2 pounds of fully cooked wings. 50% off site-wide. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN. Love it. Had the Franks a couple weeks ago. The burgers delivered right to your door. Menu is incredible. What'd you just have? The potatoes?
Oh, the scalloped potatoes.
Scalloped potatoes.
Excellent.
Look at the menu. Look at all the different options delivered right to your door. Minimum purchase required. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN. Always read Jonathan Davis write-ups and picks, VSiN.com, a big hockey. Why do they do this? 3 games last night, like 14 tonight, 1 tomorrow. In any event, Rangers 9-1, goal in the first 10. Seattle 14-2 run. We lost with them the last time out. Ottawa 7-8, Toronto 7-8. Toronto 8 in a row at home. Columbus 12-14, Vegas 10-12. And it's a sneaky Malinsky special for the Knights too tonight. Back after a 4-game, we'll call it good. Back after a 4-game road trip.
After 4 games,
yeah, if you want, okay.
Okay,
but they're at home tonight against the Stars. But we, you know what to do when Vegas is at home. I think we see a goal in the first 10 tonight in the Vegas game. If you want to call it one, so be it. Back home after a 4-game roadie.
I'll give you some numbers to maybe ponder for tonight with the bets. If I were to bet, I would take the Wizards on the money line tonight against the Bucks. But
In that game, Ryan Rollins, his points prop is now 22.5. Obviously, it's, you know, the Wizards for the full season, pretty bad defensive team, not great overall. No Giannis. Rollins has to pick up the slack. And he is 31-9 under 22.5 points on the year. He's also, like, the assist prop tonight is 7.5. He has been 33-7 under 7.5 assists on the year. There's also Julius Randle taking on Oklahoma City's defense. His points prop is 18.5. He's 35-13 over that number on the year. But again, it's not like the Wolves have been scoring 130 points in these games lately. Going back a good, you know, week or so, 10 days, they did have one high-scoring game in there, but you know what I'm saying. And now against Oklahoma City's defense, I don't think I'd be rushing out to bet him to get 19 points in that game tonight. The Embiid thing is, Joel Embiid is really something to maybe look at tonight. You mentioned the Kings' defense lately. Well, how bad it's been all year long, and he's got five straight games over 29 points.
Lately, there have been teams that have just been putting it on him. How much on this show have we got into, because I know it's been crazy with football, but the Pat Spencer story? How great is this story, the guy with the Warriors, who was on a two-way contract with the Santa Cruz Warriors in the G League? The kid played lacrosse in college at Loyola. And now, 29 years old, comes in after undrafted in 2020, Germany, Santa Cruz, and getting a shot and producing. And this is an interesting quote. How big of an impact has your lacrosse career had on hoops? Anytime you play another sport, it translates over. Basketball and lacrosse are similar in terms of spacing and trying to draw a guy and find your open teammates. I mean, that makes sense. This is an unbelievable story.
Linsanity.
That this guy's getting minutes and was a lacrosse player in college and has actually become something. In the NBA and getting good minutes with the Warriors.
He'll be part of the trade that brings over Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Could be, yes, right. I would say no Kuminga. I don't want anything to do with that if I'm Milwaukee as well. But let me ask you this too, the other thing. It's a big moment for your league. You're in the spotlight. Luka, Kevin Durant, big names have been traded. It's 3 days before the Super Bowl. Move your deadline.
Oh, it's a terrible deadline.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they do it every single
year. You're getting lost, right? There's huge trades, but then it's like, okay, it's on a Thursday, and then back Friday, and then we're on to the Super Bowl. You got
to
move that calendar.
Right, there has to be a simple conversation about this in the league office, honestly, with the owners as well, saying probably not the best idea. We've slept on this now for a while. We're going to bump it up a week, or we're going to push it back a week. How about you put it after the Super Bowl?
No kidding.
That's when you'll have every single imaginable talking point in the world looking at your sport.
Right.
That's the time to do it. I mean, it gets completely lost. In fact, we weren't even allowed to talk. We were in Arizona for the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a gigantic deadline day.
Yeah,
and
Durant was traded.
Yeah. And we're doing mornings. We were not allowed to say one peep about it.
Oh.
They said not one mention of the NBA. Nobody cares. Say, we're talking the Super Bowl, Friday before the Super Bowl. And so there was that. Was it Durant? I think there were like...
There's a lot of big names.
Yeah, it was like three or four or whatever.
No doubt.
So.
Anyone have Justin Rose first-round leader tickets? How about that? 10 under.
So he was climbing the leaderboard pretty much the entire afternoon, and it was just birdie after birdie after birdie, and he was catching the guys in front of him, and then bam, there you go. He takes that down. All right. Good job there.
Not a good start for Koepka. And Max Gracerman's in the mix, too. He fell back, but he's 8 under as well.
Yep.
Sorry, good start to the tournament.
I would say really, really good show today.
Good guess.
Great job by
Charge. Nail it again.
Come on. Right.
Come on. He had a 16-1 and a 9-1 last week. Going right back to the well with these running backs.
Yeah. If you miss any of the show today, you can always go back, listen to the Follow the Money podcast. Charge was great. He was on in the 5 o'clock hour. Jeff Sherman from the Westgate explaining their process, posting props. Paul Bovey this hour as well. Very good guest today on the program. And some of the Charge stuff. Yeah. He gave out a 45-1 with the breakdown. And why that could be potential to come in. But the stuff on Henderson, the stuff on Stevenson.
The 7-1 on Henderson makes a lot of sense. And he can't be mad if it doesn't cash. The breakdown's so good.
Yeah,
plus, he's been doing it all year.
Yeah, what do you think of Henderson? Again, he's 35-1 for 50 yards receiving in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to go not that high in the ladder, you want to bring it down a little bit, you can still get double digits on 30-plus yards. Can he catch three passes and break one?
It's a Super Bowl.
Finds an alley?
Weird stuff happens. Weird stuff happens. Look what happened last year. Who had that? Game's over in the first quarter. Kansas City got embarrassed. And then all the late big tickets that cashed. It could be 21-0 Seattle in the second quarter. You never know. Yeah. They're playing catch-up, dumping it off.
Betting aside, what do you make of it when the season ends with a terrible Super Bowl?
I know.
Not a fan.
Didn't Elway have to go to the bathroom one year? Is that why Bubby Brister got in? Didn't that happen? That prop cashed? Think Elway had to use the restroom?
Oh, there you go.
I mean, you never know.
Primetime next. They'll take you through the entire live betting night tonight. The NBA and college basketball followed by cash. You know, wake up tomorrow early with VSiN by the books. Good luck tonight.